91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. We sit and we talk about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Matthew Chong from the U of A. Hi, Matthew.
Hi there. I'm excited to be here.
I know you're working with the fruit flies.
Yes.
What is your role? I heard you had something to do with the larval rolling.
Yes. Right now I'm a senior working on my honors thesis in the lab of Dr. Daniela Zarnescu, and I'm looking at copper transport in the context of human disease and motor neuron degeneration. One of the things that we use is the larval rolling or larval turning. The larval turning assay is to look at the health of their central nervous system because their motor neurons need to be healthy and intact in order for the larva to turn over in a nice, smooth, fluid motion.
Do you flip them over with like a little stick?
So we have a grape juice plate, and then what we do is we take a paintbrush and gently roll over the larva in order to see how long it takes. So we work with the copper transporter ATP7A that is responsible for delivering copper to our nervous system. When that's mutated in humans, we have Mankey's disease, which is lethal in the infant because they can't get copper delivered to their nervous system.
Oh, so the fruit flies are modeling for a bunch of different things.
Right. There is a wide variety of experiments that we can do within the fruit fly. There's a whole list of projects that everyone else is working on, and we're working on different aspects of it.
Another thing that you're involved in at school is like a pen pal program.
Yes, I am the coordinator of the Hubert Pen Pals program.
Tell me more about this program. I'm intrigued.
Awesome. The Hubert Pen Pal program is a way for U of A students to connect with Mansfield Middle School students. We correspond throughout the entire academic year through shared journals. And then before we start taking our finals as college students, we invite the Mansfield Middle School students to campus and engage them with hands-on science activities. In this journal, we promote education and their interests, whether that is related to STEM or not.
So this isn't like your old-fashioned journal where you put a stamp on a letter kind of pen pal situation. This is high-tech, is it not?
It's not exactly high tech.
Yeah.
It's more the traditional writing back and forth with your pen pal on paper with pen.
Awesome.
And a lot of the pen pals like to decorate the notebooks because that's
yeah.
what I encourage, because at the end of the year, the pen pal and you have something special that you shared.
See, I just immediately was thinking it was some kind of Google Drive thing or some kind of Doogie Howser journal.
No, we wanted to create that personal connection again.
How long have you been doing that?
I have been a Hubert pen pal since sophomore year of college and junior year of college as well. And then my senior year, I assumed the role of Hubert pen pal's coordinator after my involvement with the activity and how much I really liked it.
After you're done with your senior year, what are you going to do then?
The goal is to attend medical school, and right now I'm in the application process.
How many different places do you apply for when you're going to medical school?
So it depends on the individual, but mm-hmm. I applied to 15 schools nationally.
Yeah, that sounds like a full-time job.
Yes, yes, it definitely is.
Do you ever listen to music, Matthew?
I definitely do. I really love music from One Republic or The Script and things like that. And then more classical, less lyrical music when I'm studying. That way I can focus on studying.
Yeah, that's when you bust out the instrumentals and classical.
Exactly. And turn off the phone. That's the most important thing.
Good advice, Matthew. Thank you so much for coming to KXCI.
Thank you for having me. It's been an honor.